USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Delayed a week by the government shutdown, President Trump is preparing to deliver his State of the Union address this evening. It'll start at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. His senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says the president will be calling for an end to the politics of resistance and retribution. And Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says he'll also look back at his accomplishments.
You can be sure the president will certainly talk about the historic success that he has had over the last 2 years. Tax cuts, the economy. I mean, the economy is on fire.
There are reports federal prosecutors in New York are issuing subpoenas to President Trump's inauguration committee. Prosecutors reportedly looking to see if any foreign entities donated to the inauguration, which would be illegal. Another Super Bowl victory parade for New England's Patriots is being held today in Boston. It'll step off at 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
It was horrible when I think back, but I did that.
Actor Liam Neeson there saying it was horrible but true that he once planned to carry out a racist attack after one of his family members was raped by a black man, revealing in an interview with The Independent that he walked the streets armed with a baton for a week in the hopes of finding a black man to kill.
I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black retard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
Neeson is saying he absolutely regrets it and knows how horrible it was, but he's taking quite a beating on social media after making that admission. Lindsey Vonn plans to retire from skiing after competing in the World Championships in Sweden later this month. Vonn announced last month she was planning to take time off to determine her future. The 34-year-old's been sidelined for most of the season with a left knee injury. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The future of Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam still uncertain. NBC is reporting that Northam told his staff yesterday he needs more time to decide what to do amid calls for his resignation after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced last week. Now, U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is tweeting that it is past time for Northam to step down so that Virginia can move forward. Virginia's lieutenant governor is also denying a sexual assault allegation amid growing cries for Northam to resign. Justin Fairfax remains adamant that the decade-old allegation is false, calling it an uncorroborated smear. An Arizona nurse charged with raping and impregnating an incapacitated woman is due in court today. Nathan Sutherland, accused of raping the comatose woman who then gave birth to a baby boy on December 29th. Phoenix police arresting the 36-year-old licensed practical nurse after the baby's DNA matched his. The 29-year-old woman is described as not alert and needing a maximum level of care at a Phoenix nursing center where Sutherland was employed. And a Colorado man is recovering from injuries after he killed a mountain lion that attacked him. It happened yesterday afternoon near Fort Collins, about an hour north of Denver. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department says the man was running when the big cat attacked him from behind. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.